You better edit this out, Rob, I'm telling you.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Yeah. So you went to the street party last night?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it was very good. Yesterday, in my street, I did actually think it'd be lovely to just meet some neighbours because I hardly know anybody in that street. There's not much of a community spirit. And so I went there and we just couldn't believe how none of us had ever met before. Some of us have been there for, you know, over 10 years in the same street together and have never actually seen each other before. So it was quite amazing. But we were all really happy that we had met. And we're going to try and meet up and connect and have a WhatsApp group. We're going to try and meet up, you know, maybe once a month or every month on the green. So it'd be really lovely.
Well, that's pretty good progress for one meeting, isn't it?
I know,
so you can set up a WhatsApp group and get some events going.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite remarkable. I mean, you've lived in this place all that time, mm-hmm. and you haven't known your neighbours, yeah. and they haven't known you. But as a result of that connection yesterday, that seems like it's going to change now.
Exactly. I mean, I haven't been there all the time. I've been sort of coming and going, and obviously more people these days, they move about, don't they? And you get new neighbours, you know, buying and selling houses and coming in. I know my direct neighbours, you know, along the same terrace, but the other rest of the street, no, I'd never seen them before. People had never seen me and things like that. We were quite shocked. So it's really given us a very good community spirit.
So, having had that experience,
yes.
How do you think communities could adapt to being a little bit more community-centred?
Well, just trying to do maybe some informal meetings and that type of thing would be good, and then they could set up some sort of group, you know, like the WhatsApp thing that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we did all talk about this idea of sharing things as well, like somebody needs this. Like the other day, I borrowed, last week from my friend, I borrowed something from her, and then she borrowed something from me, and so we're going to do that maybe a bit more, so it'd be nice.
So almost like you could have a tool library, you know, and share the tools.
Exactly, that's it.
So that you don't have to buy all of the tools from somewhere. And what do a lot of tools do all of the time? They sit in the same shed for half a year and never get used.
Yeah.
Whereas if everyone's using them,
exactly.
then they have a proper life and, you know, you get the value.
They don't know yet that I'm going to ask them if anyone's got a scarifier or maybe a jet washer. And then I've actually said that I've got so many tomato seedlings, you know, that I've got so many of them that if anybody wants one, they can have those. So quite a few people are interested in that. So I'll be able to give them those and then maybe somebody will, you know, help me out with my garden or my mower, lend me a mower or something.
So there was this thing that was going on in Bristol, which was called Helpful Peeps. And I think it's folding in on itself now because the guy who started it has actually gone off on some sort of, he's following Sadhguru and he's gone off to sort of become a monk or something. But anyway, it was a wonderful platform where essentially all it is you go on to the platform and you write, "Hi there, I need help with fixing my computer. Anyone who's good at that, come over please and help me with this. And in return, I will cook you a meal, or I will help you fix your car because I'm a mechanic, or whatever, you know, whatever it may be." So it's just this exchange of energy,
absolutely,
and getting to know people and doing kind things for each other again, you know. And instead of having to call in some expert,
yes,
or other,
exactly,
we're building our own, yeah, skill sets and helping one another, which is what it's all about.
So could that work in your community, do you think?
Absolutely, because I did find out yesterday, someone who isn't far away from me, just a few sort of houses away, apparently, because I was saying about I wanted to try and maybe get somebody in to help me with my garden and stuff, and then it turns out there's this person who really does do it, you know, for a living and stuff like that. So I'm like, wow, I'd rather support that person than go to somebody outside, you know, who you never know, you know, how it's going to be. So that's going to be the next thing now, is being able to find out about that. So.
Well, that's a good start, isn't it?
It is, really? Very positive.
Now, Lorna,
yes.
you're a bit special, aren't you, clearly, because...
Definitely, you is coming across these days.
Yeah. I meant special in the usual way. Lorna, you said a moment ago that you actually know your neighbours.
I do know my
neighbours. Wow.
Yeah.
What's going on in your community?
Well, in lockdown, I set out to do that intentionally, to get to know my neighbours, because I'd been travelling prior to that and came home. I'd retired and came home and realised, oh, I don't really know anybody. So I knew them to say hello to. I knew who they were because they're literally next door to me, left and right and opposite. But I just intentionally sort of said, well, why don't we get together one afternoon, because we're allowed to sit outside. So we started getting our deck chairs out and sitting along, was at the bottom of the garden, or actually on the side of the road, but it didn't matter because there was no traffic, because nobody was driving. And we sat there on a sunny summer's evening, apparently there was one 2 years ago, and had a glass of wine
really
together.
Summer,
and that became quite sort of a thing to do. Obviously in the winter it's not quite so common, but in the summer, and we've already done it this year, we had tea in my back garden a couple of weeks ago. Everybody brought some cake and we had a royal tea feast.
Well, how lovely is that?
We look out for each other.
Yeah, we
really do. You know, like my neighbour on the right side, she doesn't drive, and she gets a lot of her stuff delivered, but occasionally she can't get what she wants, and you know, she said, well, can anybody give me a lift to the supermarket?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we can.
Yeah.
And I've said to her a couple of times, well, if you want to go to the garden centre, I'll take you.
Well, do you know, with the price of fuel going the way it is,
yeah.
I mean, there's some elderly people here today. So to go to, you know, to go to Cirencester from here, it's quite an expense now. And so it'd be totally sensible if households come together to share the responsibility.
I've been dreaming of that for many years. I mean, there have been all sorts of initiatives, even as long ago as 10 years, where people have talked about car shares and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a car, I'm retired now, I have a car that sits out in front of my house for probably 5-6 days a week.
Right.
And I've often thought, well, can I do without it? Well, I live a bit rurally, so it's not really time to give it up. But, where are these car shares that we could organize? Do I need to do it myself, or I don't know, don't quote me on that, but yeah, you know, there's so many creative things we could be doing.
Yeah,
well, you can just start by just knocking on someone's door saying, I'm going into to get some shopping. Would you like me to get you anything?
We do that in our immediate little enclave anyway, because we live in a sort of little backwater on the side of the main road, where we're sort of a bit of a community group anyway, but there's nothing to say we couldn't extend it. And like you say, there are people around and about who are probably less mobile and less active, who could also be drawn in ways that could be helped, where they could be helped and participate. Definitely.
Well, I think there's hope for the future, isn't there? I mean, mankind may survive this problem.
We have
There are things to be learned out of COVID, and I think this is one of them, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's great.